It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
CBS, I am the world. I'm John Batchelor. Vilnius, Lithuania, the capital. Once upon a time under the boot of the Soviet Empire, so much so that there's a museum, I'm told, in downtown Vilnius that used to be the KGB headquarters. It's now a museum. You can tour what was the bad days. The good days are upon us. The eagles of NATO have gathered in Vilnius for 2 days of conversation. And it's wonderful to welcome Judy Dempsey, the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe, who is in Vilnius, to comment on the headlines that are scattered across the world now and don't contradict each other, but they do provide a confusion of opportunities for Ukraine coming out of this meeting. Judy, a very good day to you in Vilnius. First, I ask that the meeting itself is gathering exciting headlines. Is the enthusiasm obvious in Vilnius? Good day to you.
Day to you too, John. Well, there's one level of enthusiasm and there's one level of caution. The big enthusiastic moment is Turkey lifting its veto on Sweden joining NATO. Remember, Sweden used to be neutral for a very long time. So this veto is now lifted and we'll see what the Americans will offer President Erdogan in return. That's the first thing. That's the enthusiasm. The alliance is enlarged and they can focus on the Arctic. The note of caution is, what will NATO actually give to Ukraine? Will it give it a date of membership? Will it offer it immediate membership? Will the member states give it some kind of security guarantees? There are an awful lot of comments out there, but as we speak, the leaders of the NATO alliance are discussing what to put into the final statement about Ukraine.
I read from your column in Strategic Europe, which is available to everyone to sign up. It's very straightforward. Judy asks the question about NATO membership for Ukraine for a panel of colleagues, and they're all right on target for where we are. The word that came up more than once, Judy, is time frame. It depends on the time frame. How does that translate now that we have some indication that the G7 wants to do this, NATO wants to do that, their hesitations? What is the time frame for Europe to provide security to Ukraine that is different from today?
I have to disappoint your listeners. We don't know yet. The final communique statement won't be out for a few hours. That's the first thing. Secondly, the security guarantees have been back and forth. What do they mean? Some say this could be a coalition of countries supplying long-term security guarantees to Ukraine. We've been down this road before in 1994 for Ukraine lifting its nuclear weapons. The West would provide security guarantees and nothing came of them. Look at the invasion in 2014 by Russia and a full-fledged invasion in February of 2022. So if these securities are to be granted, they have to be really granted. Now, on the question of NATO time frame, the membership, this is unbelievably complicated. If Ukraine and all the defense ministers I've spoken to this morning, they all say, yes, we're committed to Ukraine joining NATO. Its home is in NATO. But when? Some say when the war is over. Okay, well, who ends the war? Will Ukraine be completely destroyed? Will President Putin go on a greater offensive to actually destroy Ukraine so much that it won't mean anything to join NATO? So we have this problem. And the other problem is that if you do offer Ukraine NATO membership, just theoretically, today or tomorrow, would the member states of NATO actually involve come to the defense of another ally? It's all very complicated, but the alliance cannot walk away from Vilnius without giving Ukraine something absolutely definite.
And the remarks these last days, I understand that they can be set by the board as they come to a common purpose. But the hesitation about Ukraine joining NATO or being embraced by NATO because that would lead to a larger war, is that still being presented as a reason not to do something, or is that old news now?
There's a concern in Washington and Berlin that if you offer Ukraine immediate or very short-term membership, that this is, it's the Russian phobia that, oh, Russia would react and this could be at the start of another war. I mean, there's a war raging and raging in any case in Ukraine, but Berlin and Washington are the most cautious. The Central Europeans and the Baltic states and other countries are more enthusiastic. But we're down to the nitty-gritty now of the definitions of the dates, the timeline, and what has to be done in the meantime. However, I must say, in the meantime, the war continues.
The surprise for me in reading the headlines, I'm out of phase because Europe is many hours ahead of the East Coast of the United States, is that Mr. Erdogan, now comfortably reelected for another term, changed the directions of Turkey entirely in NATO, acceding to Sweden to join. Did that surprise the gathering in Vilnius? Did that surprise you, Judy?
Well, President Erdogan is a very smart negotiator, and he certainly knows how to play, I suppose, the politics of the bazaar. This decision by him was crucial because, having lifted the veto on Sweden joining NATO, and remember, every member state has a veto, he's really hoping now that the US administration will actually deliver very necessary F-16 fighters to Turkey. And President Joe Biden said these were not going to be delivered until the issue of Sweden was solved. It wasn't quite as blunt as this, but there was something, a kind of present for President Erdogan. And we see now, later this afternoon, Vilnius time, when President Biden meets with President Erdogan, what the two leaders will give to each other. But certainly, Erdogan has given NATO the Sweden, if D.C., Washington, will give Erdogan something in return.
Events, dear boy, events. Your correspondent, John Kornblum, quotes the once upon a time Prime Minister of England. The events now suggest that the decision by Turkey to reverse itself on Sweden gave momentum to the NATO meeting. Is that something that is palpable, the change of direction, NATO coming together?
In that sense, yes, that Turkey has lifted its veto. Momentum, yes, it's given NATO a really good feel factor, and it's been used more or less over Russia's aggression against Ukraine. But we're still left with the issue of Ukraine. And this really has to be resolved very, very soon. Just one thing about the momentum, with Sweden now in about the parliament has to just more or less give the green light. But with neutral Finland now having dropped its neutrality, now a member of NATO, the dynamics of NATO's geostrategic location moves much more to the Arctic. And so they have three kind of areas now, the Arctic, Central Europe, and the area of the Black Sea, not to forget the Western Balkans. So this is a NATO based on deterrence and collective security and membership of Sweden, which is a highly sophisticated military organized defense apparatus. That's a big boost for NATO.
Berlin. There were remarks over these last days that Berlin hesitated. How does your understanding right now, how does the way NATO's conducting itself play in Berlin? Is it being a does it please Berlin, or is it discordant?
No, it's not discordant. It's cautious. The German defense minister was very, I must say, open about Germany's position with regard to Ukraine. I mean, he actually said Ukraine belongs to NATO. Its home is in NATO. But it, as I say, it's some countries can also hide behind Germany because they realize the implications of immediate membership, but they realize the implications of the length of this war. And how do you stop this war at the moment? Negotiations are not out there at the moment. But I think there's a consensus, certainly in the Berlin coalition, that Ukraine will join NATO. It's a question of when and it's a question of how, but it's certainly not going to be a long-term decision made here. in Vilnius. It could be much shorter than we think.
Judy Dempsey is the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe, a part of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. She is in Vilnius, the capital of Lithuania, during the meeting of the NATO chiefs. And the whole world is holding its breath for the final results. But we'll see that also on the battlefield in these coming days. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.